Welcome and thank you for choosing. If you are the host, please enter your PIN. Thank you. There are 2 participants in the conference. Please announce yourself.
Yeah, and there's been a lot of repentance going on here, and I just think I'm ready to be in a different location. There's this guy that lives in the park that he's a predator, and even to men, because somebody obliged to tell me when I was uptown that he's entered his place without announcing, and he just came into my place. I even told the landlord, I said, you know, and the good Lord's not going to tolerate that behavior from him. He better mm-hmm. watch it.
Yeah.
But.
Hello.
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 Hello. Looks like we got a few people on today, eh?
Yep.
I just got on. So what was this? You're having us somebody who's a predator around you?
Yeah.
Do you know where he lives?
Yeah, he just lives down the, it's like walking distance. I used to walk around this loop where I live,
mm-hmm.
and he's followed me, but he's the landlord's maintenance guy. And I told the Lord, he followed me back from the mailbox one day, and I'm like, no, you better not be doing that.
Mm-hmm.
God will deal with you. You're messing with the wrong girl.
Hmm.
And,
but he's a hired hand.
And yeah. And when we had the power outages, he came into my front door, and I didn't even tell him he could come in. He goes, you should come to the hotel room with me. And I'm thinking, no, I do not. You need to get the heck out of my place because and that's unacceptable. And I called the landlord and I said, if it happens somewhere else, like my neighbor on the other side of my wall, she is ready to shoot the guy.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've been praying, Lord, where are you going to place me next? You know?
All right.
I am ready to move at the chain of command.
Well, we'll look that up in prayer real quick. Who else is on? Who else is on then?
Me.
Hi, Ida.
Hey.
Hi, Kathy. How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you.
Oh, goody, goody. I'm enjoying today, personally. I hurt my knee the other day doing helping somebody out that the county is harassing. And clear all this stuff out. It's just, you know, Ida and I talked about it the other day because we've both been through it. But, you know, hopefully enough people will go through enough that they'll begin to wake up and say, hey, maybe we should institute continued competency training and see if that makes a difference, you know? At least give it a try, you know?
I gotta start hashtagging that on Gab.
Yeah. Yeah.
No, we lost somebody.
Oh, well. All right. Well, I guess we'll get started. Anyone else got specific prayers?
Well, maybe we should pray for Marilyn some because... from what you're telling me, it sounds like she needs some real wake-me-uppers.
Oh, yeah. Maryland is like one of the original 13 colonies, and, you know, its constitution is actually quite strong, but it's like the original libtard place, apparently. You know? I mean, just absolute libtard. I mean, people literally wear their masks in their car, riding their bikes down the road. I mean, it's literally insanity. It's just people don't, it's crazy. But anyway, part of the big problem is that a lot of these people are educated people, and there's a lot of money around here. And
well, the higher the education, I'm finding out, the more complete and entrenched the brainwashing is.
Yep. Yep. Well, mm-hmm. you know, once again, it comes, I finally heard somebody say it the other day, and I'm so thankful, because remember we were talking about, it's like, I was trying to come up with a way of saying, it's like the bottom line is, if you're trusting in masks, you're trusting in vaccines and tests and stuff, you're not trusting in God. And I'm so thankful somebody said that the other day. I was listening to a video. But I think that's true. I think it's extremely true. If you're trusting in the government, you're trusting in, you know, in corruption, period. And then I saw one where, what's his name, went after Fauci in front of Congress. Did you see that? About wearing masks? And I was And, you know, this is another problem. See, they're not working together because he only has like 4 minutes, right? Well, you got a whole bunch of other Republicans in there. You know, you've got at least like, what, 100 of them or something? So to me, what's 100 times 5 minutes? 500 minutes. That's a lot of time, right? So I'm thinking to myself, why is it that they don't work together as a team? And one person put on a whole thing about Fauci and his investments, what he's done over the last, you know, 40 years, and all about, you know, everywhere that Fauci goes, so goes some virus like AIDS, you know, in Africa, where, you know, the people that are dying in other countries, and where the, I mean, on it, and how he's got investments, and how, you know, and then do the setup, you know, the setup question. Well, you know, doctor.
And he's, how he's not actually a doctor.
Yeah, I didn't know that, but I mean, I believe you. And how, how is, you know, COVID-19 labeled? Well, because it came into existence in 2019. Is that correct? Yeah. Well, how come you got a patent on it in 2015? Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I mean, just rip this guy. I mean, what is that? Six hours? If you added your time together, all the Republicans, you have 6 hours in which to expose this guy.
But you know why they don't?
Because they're all part of the same crew.
Uh-huh. And they probably, all of them, got huge campaign donations from Big Pharma. So they're not about to expose Big Pharma's front man.
Well, then why did he even start on that? Start into Fauci to begin with, or is he one that's only getting paid a small amount of money?
Actually, I heard he's the highest paid government employee at this point.
Oh, I know that. I'm talking about the one that went after Fauci.
Maybe he's a new guy, one of the Freedom Caucus, who hasn't been bought off yet.
No, he's the his father was in the caucus. I can't think of his name right now.
Are you talking about Rand Paul?
Yeah, Rand Paul.
Okay, well, Rand Paul, okay, yeah, he's a different kettle of fish.
I know very little about him. His father would only
libertarian.
Would only go so far, wouldn't follow through. And he seems, sometimes he seems a little bit stronger than his father. What do you know about it? Because I know nothing.
Well, his father was libertarian.
Right.
But I wonder if he was under the gun in some way, shape, or form. Either he'd been framed and blackmailed, possibly. We don't know. I know from a guy who, this guy was in the CIA. He was in some really high-ranking levels in the military. And when I knew him, he was in his later years, and he was hiding. And he told me his parents had been both assassinated. He was about 4 years old. Mm. And both of them knew too much and were talking about it.
Mm-hmm.
So his grandparents took over him and his sister and took care of him. And he said, my grandpa was the guy that had the final say on whether anybody held office anywhere. And I'm like, what? And he said, yeah, my grandpa was not only a Jesuit, he was a Knight of Malta and a Knight of the Holy Sepulchre.
Wow.
And he swung elections. He dictated who ran, who became, who held any office, period.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm like, wow, okay, well, that's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
So when people get up in office, or at least that has been the game until now, Well, but people get up in office, it's usually they're under the gun. We think we elected them. No, we didn't.
Right.
They were appointed by this occult ring.
Right.
And we are given, allowed to run the elections and all this foo-rah, when in fact it's just, you know, a deception, a delusion to keep us thinking that somehow we've elected our people, and therefore we're obligated to obey them.
Right. They're all rigged. So how did Trump get in then?
The military. The military white hats had been working at pulling the rug out from under the cabal for years. And they had asked Trump, well, there's two ways to do this. We can do this in a clean white glove fashion, in which you get in, you run, we have enough tech people that we can flip this in your favor, okay? We won't need to, but we can counter enough of the corruption,
right,
that
they can
get in.
They can block the other switching.
Right.
Yeah.
And you can get in. And the rumor is that Trump said, the only way I'll do it is if there's 100% foolproof security, and it's a guarantee win. In other words, we're not going to get in, we're going to do some things, and then you guys bail. And they're like, nope, there's nobody bailing.
Right.
And so that's how he got in.
So
part of this plan that's still unpacking, which a lot of people have a hard time seeing,
uh-huh,
but we're seeing the evidence of it. It's everywhere if you know how to look.
Yeah. Yeah, there's a lot of arrests going on, people going down. I saw the interview with Oprah, all that stuff with, was it Prince, whoever it was, that...
Harry?
Yeah, that she was wearing an ankle bracelet.
That wasn't her, Colin.
Okay.
Did you look at her? That wasn't her. It was a lookalike.
I believe
look
it.
Look at her face. That's not her.
Well, I believe it. I believe it. Huh? And I guess they have to keep it all covert for now. Are they ever going to reveal to the public, do you think?
Well, that's what they're doing. They're sticking, I mean, for real, just think about it, logistics. How many people watch that interview? I mean, Harry's famous, everybody would want to watch him, blah, blah, blah. Oprah, of course, is world famous.
Right.
Here she is.
If that's not Oprah, then why is the person who was there wearing an ankle bracelet, or was that sending signals?
Exactly. That's exactly it. Not only does it not look like her, but people are listening to this interview, and they're talking about stuff, and they're looking at her, and they're thinking, why on earth does she have that thing under her boot? Why on earth does her face look different?
Mm-hmm.
It's intended. These little bits and pieces that are dropped are intended to trigger people to start thinking and questioning.
I got you.
And another thing, did you guys see that thing with Biden, the CGI Biden?
No, which one? Which CGI Biden?
I mean, he's supposedly walking, you know, across the quote-unquote South Lawn. He walks over to the press, and if you watch really close, as he gets close to the press, he waves his hand, and it's like the mic that the press is holding goes right through his hand.
Yeah, I saw that.
I saw that, and I paused it and took a screenshot of it.
Uh-huh.
Because it was absolutely incredible.
Not only that, but if you look really close, if you have a high-def screen and look really close at the edge of his sleeve, actually at the edge of his whole being, his sleeve, his pant leg, whatever, you look really close at where the edge of his pants and the concrete or the grass comes together, that edge, it does not look like a 3D being. It literally looks like a cardboard cutout.
Yep.
So the whole thing is so staged. And I just found a video on Gab. Somebody who's, citizens journalist or something like that. He's in D.C., okay? And a friend of a patriot who owns an apartment in D.C., and it's fairly close to the Capitol grounds, and he, you know, let him crash in his apartment. And he said, look at this, guys. Look at this. And he's out on the little ledge outside of the apartment window with his phone, and he's filming. And he said, look at this. This is Pennsylvania Avenue. Oval Office is right there. The Rose Garden is right there. I can see it.
Right.
Okay. There's supposed to be this big event. It's being live streamed on CNN. And he crawls back in the apartment and he films the screen live, you know, live feed on CNN.
Right.
And there's this big event in the Rose Garden. He's filming it. And then he gets back out the window. And he says, "There's the Rose Garden. Do you see anybody there?"
Well, if anyone pays attention and been watching Mustang Medic,
him too.
He's been at the White House day in and day out pretty much, and there's no military, no Marines out front, and there's no Secret Service on the roof, so he's clearly not there. So anyway, so let's do a little bit of praying first. Let's go ahead and lift up our sister here. Lord, we lift up, first of all of those that are still asleep or watching TV or under the spell, those that are still fooled, still believing and not paying attention or failing to pay attention. And we lift them up, Lord. And yeah, we're going through an awful lot for them. And we just pray, Lord, that, you know, you get to the ones that you want. So I'm sort of amending other prayers that, you know, the souls that can be saved, you know, that some of them just never will. They just never come. They'll never put themselves up to you. And all those that want to have to follow man or follow church or follow government or follow, you know, some other golden calf or another other than you. And Lord, we know your patience is endless, but at the same time, Lord, you know, when you're ready, cut it off and allow this plan to be fulfilled so that the suffering can stop and that the evil be abolished, literally. And let the waking up, you know, as far as it goes, as far as it's going to go. And let the souls that can be saved be saved. And the ones that are refused and are hardened heart will never be saved. And I guess we have to admit there's no point in wasting or causing tremendous pain and agony on other people just for the sake of no returns. So, Lord, you're the one who's in charge, and you know what's going on. So I just give it over to you. And I want to make a quick prayer for my sister who has this possible potential stalker, somebody who feels that they can walk into someone's house without either knocking or requesting or anything, that they run smack into one of your angels, Lord, and anything that he would have in his mind would be reversed, and it would put fear into him, and that he would, any ideas that he might have had would just, all he would see is what's going to, you know, that he would be thoroughly harmed and see himself. And so that he will change his ways and go into a protective mode instead of a stalking mode. And if there's something that lawfully needs to be done, then we ask that it be done. And if that means that the one who hired him has to fire him, then so be it. But we want our sister to feel safe. And if there's a way, if this is your way of moving her, then so shall that be as well. And find a new place for her to be so that she will go there and feel safe again, Lord. So we ask this in your name. So shall it be. In agreement then, in Christ's name, it is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Since this is Marilyn's call, allegedly, Lord, I'm going to just lift up Marilyn. I'll be honest with you. I mean, even though this is Marilyn's call, I don't pray much about Marilyn because I don't see a whole lot of hope here. But if you do, then I lift it up so that your will be done. That perhaps this will be one of the key states that it'll change somehow, but it'd have to be changed from the ground up. And I don't know how you're going to wake them up, but I'm just asking for that to speed up, for that to happen. There are a lot of woken people here, a lot of people who just are so asleep, they just ignore everything that's going on. So again, Lord, I'm just going to throw up what they call the landmass of Maryland. And quite frankly, for Virginia, Delaware, this whole tri-state area here. And I just throw it up to you, Lord, that, you know, let your will be done with it. You know, it was these were the original colonies that started this whole thing. That the more we look at it, the more it seems like it's the seed of corruption. and it feeds, you know, they're feeding off of DC and DC feeds off of them. So just let me know before you burn it down if that's what you're going to do, Lord, or scorch earth it. And in the meantime, I'm asking for the suits that I'll be bringing to be done and done right, and that they cause the effect that we want, which is to put these public servants into their place and the corrupted ones to be put into jail, and that, you know, that there be a cleaning, I mean, a complete cleaning of this whole area, and put everything back in their boxes, these corporate legal entities, and let the teaching that, that I've been doing on Thursday nights on the Illinois call, please allow that to get to the right people so that they start waking up and start coming to the realization that these are their agents and that we're responsible for what our agents do, what we allow them to do. And I don't know how, Lord, but let them come back to you. And if they were ever with you, if not, let them come to you for the first time and begin to celebrate and recognize that you're the creator of all things and you supersede any legal entity that we ever created. So I'm not quite sure what to ask, Lord, but it's time. It's time. We've been doing it the wrong way for too long, and it's time to do it the right way. And if we have to literally eliminate the government itself and eliminate the positions in order to eliminate the corruption, then so be it. Lord, we're just asking for your guidance in all things, and let you be glorified in all things as well, Lord. So shall it be.
Amen.
And in Christ's name, I believe. Thank you, Lord.
And Lord, I want to add to that, Lord, I pray that the mind control and the spell mesmerizing frequencies and the spells that keep people blinded and enslaved to an ideology that's void of wisdom. Father, I pray that all these be broken. I pray, Father, in Jesus' name, that the people of Maryland be set free, that as free they may make a choice between good and evil, between you and the enemy, that they might be free to choose you. I pray for them, Father, that you would open their eyes to see the truth, that the truth may set them free. I pray, Father, that your will prevail and that your kingdom come in Maryland. We invite you, Father, to be Lord and King over Maryland. In Jesus' name, Father, we thank you, we glorify you, we lift you high. We thank you, Father, that you have your people there, just like you have them everywhere, even if we don't know yet know them all. Lord, I pray that you would raise up men and women of integrity in Maryland to take back that government. I pray, Father, that the death grip that the cult has on Maryland be broken. In Jesus' name, we pray, Father, that your will prevail in the state, that your kingdom come and your will be done. We pray, Father, we pray, Lord, that those who are vulnerable and on the fringes of society might wake up and realize what your will is and your love for them. I pray, Father, that you would raise up evangelists who would go out and preach the truth, and that you would that their testimony would be followed by signs and wonders through your mighty power. I pray, Father, I pray that this state experience the revival it so desperately needs. We thank you, Father, and we pray this in, and we ask and seek your will in this corner of our country. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' name. Amen.
So shall it be. In agreement.
Lord, I would like to add to that prayer where I was meditating on Daniel and how he was repenting on behalf of his nation, and the answer was delayed in the heavenly realms. So we want to come, Lord, and repent on behalf of Maryland. Lord, repent for all the corruption that there might be there. But I don't know a whole lot about the government of Maryland, but I ask, Lord, that you will weed out the corruption, weed out the corrupt ones who have authority over that little place there. Lord, that you will expose and that you will raise up godly people mm-hmm. who will take their places as they are weeded out. So we stand in the gap for them, Lord. We stand in the gap for the people of Maryland. Some of them are crying out to you in distress, Lord. Here in Psalm 18, David was writing, and he said, "In my distress, I called upon the Lord. To my God, I cried for help. From his temple, he heard my voice." And Lord, I am sure that there are people there crying out in distress, and you have heard them. Your cry reached their cry reached your ears, Lord. And I thank you for that. The earth reeled and rocked. The foundations also of the mountains trembled and quaked because you were angry. Lord, you were angry then. You were angry with all of the evil that was around in the world then. You were angry at the time of Noah. You were angry at what happened in the Garden of Eden. And now, Lord, we are seeing a repeat of history, and you are angry at how evil this world has become. So we stand before you, Lord, as cleansed children, your cleansed children, because of Jesus' sacrifice. We come with his blood covering us. We come with his blood having cleansed our hearts, and we stand in the gap for Maryland. And we ask, Lord, that you will do what we ask, because we know it is your will. It is not your will for all of this evil to be so rampant. It is not your will that we are paralyzed from doing your will because of government bills that are passed and all of the evil that is going on. It is not your will, and we do not stand for it. We do not accept it. And so we ask for Maryland, Lord, that you will expose, reveal, that you will weed out, and that you will replace all those that will be booted out with your choices, with people that you will show us exactly who to pray into those positions, and that your will be done. Lord, we ask that the blood of Jesus will also seek out and reveal and expose every behavior that is probably hidden, Lord. We ask that, excuse me, as we stand in the gap for Maryland, that you will do this. And we thank you for hearing us, Lord.
Amen.
We stand and agree and trust you to have your will, so shall it be.
Thank you. Thank you for that. And thank you, sister, for doing the replacing part, Lord. Yes, we ask that you replace the evil and the criminal with honest and with honorable and with those that love and do it as a service to you. And so I thank you, and I thank you for providing my sister to correct that and add that in there. So all this is so in Christ's name. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Well, I'm not quite sure why, but I mentioned Delaware keeps coming up. I know Virginia is another one because of just for so many reasons. Virginia is just in such a bizarre state, and the people that are there, a different type of government that's there, and it's all like a mishmash. But Delaware keeps running under the radar, Lord, and you keep bringing it up, so I'm going to bring it up in prayer. That we know that a tremendous number of businesses that fly under the radar do it by engaging in business in Delaware because the taxes are low. There's other reasons too. It's like offshore banking accounting for these legal entities. So the whole kicker, what you show me is that the legal entities are the things that are subject to the people. They're creations of man. And yet they're hiding all of their stuff, funding, so they get away with this stuff. And I believe that it might even be somehow intricately a participant in the human trafficking and the criminal activities that's going on. So Lord, I'm just going to go ahead and ask and raise up to you Delaware.
Amen.
The government, the place, the people, whatever it is that you, that I know there's oppression down there, but there's something going on with the government down there too. There's something that's not right. And I'm asking you to expose it. I'm asking you to shut it down. And I'm asking that whatever, like a fish that's out of water, that whatever oxygen, if you will, that they're getting from Delaware and the ability to conduct their businesses and these legal entities through Delaware somehow be shut down, exposed, brought to light, prosecuted, all the above. And I just feel like, you know, there's a portion there that's an abomination, and all the other hidden ones on all the trafficking that's going on, the tunnels, all the tunnels that we know about, the ones we don't know about, all the other trafficking that's going on with the trains, boxcars, shipping containers, and all this nonsense at the border. Lord, I know it's to expose it so that the people begin to wake up. So I'm asking for that exposure to be multiplied times 10,000. And once again, I'm raising up all the mainstream media, the media itself, that they're controlling the media. Lord, it's just so upsetting to me that that's not that was not the first thing that Trump took down. It's the first thing. They're corporations. They have corporate funds. And they're engaged in criminal activity. They're engaged in propaganda. They're not press. They have no protections under the press. They're without those protections. And yet they continue to get away with this propaganda continuously. And yes, we're raising up and there's other forms and the people investigate. But I just feel, Lord, that it needs to be with the mainstream media itself be brought down and somehow be forced to, whether they like it or not, you know, be forced to tell the truth and to do it whether they know it or not, they be exposed to the people. And any kind of subliminal messaging that's going on, subliminal programming, be reversed so that all the spell casting that's been going on and all the programs that's been going on gets exposed, that we see that the people will see the layers of program that's going on and becomes obvious. And that, Lord, is in alignment with the last prayers that in order to judge these people that they understand that they're being given this opportunity to see things clearly, and even though they've been too lazy to do their own investigations, that still it be right in front of their faces so they can once again choose and let them know. Let them know that this is the choice that you're giving them. Like, you've got the apple over here, you've got the orange over there. You know, you've got righteousness over here, and you have evil over here. And that way, then, when they come before you, you can judge them properly and fully and say they were given every chance, given every opportunity. And I'm just looking forward, Lord, with you exposing them in your mighty way and for the people to see that they've been trusting in a golden idol all along, and they've been fooled. So, Lord, I'm asking for all that. I know it's a big, huge prayer, but it's time, it's time, it's time. And so I ask all this, and that you be glorified in every single one of these actions, that you be glorified. You know, it becomes so obvious that these are mere legal entities that don't even exist in fact. And you're the living God. You're our Father, you're our Abba Father. And at some point, you know, these children need a good spanking. That's what they need. They need a good spanking, a good wake-up call. And to see you for what you are, that you've been loving and kind all this time, giving them every opportunity to come back and repent like the prodigal son. And the time has come. So I ask all this, and your will be done in all situations, and you to be glorified. So shall it be. In Christ, and then it is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Anybody else have something that's pinging on them or Holy Spirit speaking, or should we just await?
Lord, I want to raise up the issue of the voter fraud in the uncontested states. Oregon and Washington have been painted blue for decades, and nobody even questions it.
Mm-hmm.
And Lord, there's enough going on that I question it.
Mm-hmm.
And I lift this up before you, Lord, and also Idaho, and probably other states like Idaho who've been painted red for decades and nobody ever questions it. And yet I know, I smell it. There's corruption here like any other place that is contested. Father, I raise up these uncontested territories where nobody questions anything. Lord, I question it. And I raise it up and I ask, Lord, for full exposure of the truth. I ask Father, for full exposure of the election fraud that's been going on in these uncontested states, where they have people flying under various colors or banners that are just as corrupt and just as rotten as the ones in the obvious states. Father, I pray for the complete exposure. I pray for the truth to prevail. I pray for justice, Lord. I pray, Father, that you raise up in these territories men and women of integrity to take over the ground. I pray, Father, that they replace and supplant the minions of darkness who, on the surface, are in control at the moment. I pray, Father, that those who've committed treason be held accountable. Lord, I pray for grace that they repent. But whether they do or not, justice is justice, and I pray that it is done. And I pray the same, Lord, for those who've been engaged in child trafficking. All these three states, the Pacific Northwest, are up to their eyeballs in child trafficking. We come against that, Lord. We decree it illegal on earth as it is in heaven. We decree and declare your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. We invite you, Lord, to govern in these states. We decree and declare an end of this abominable child trafficking. Father, I pray for complete exposure of all their networks through the ports in Seattle and Portland and everywhere else along the coast. I pray for complete exposure of their trafficking routes on the main highways running through all these three states, Lord. I pray that there be an end to this nefarious dealing. I pray, Father, that those traitors who have sold these states out to China be exposed and brought to justice. I pray, Father, that the people sleeping in these states, because there's a lot of them, content under their blue flags or red flag, whatever it is. Father, I pray that they awaken to realize that what you've called us to is so much bigger than what their pastors or their TV hosts have told them. I pray for truth to shine in their hearts, Lord. I pray for conviction, Lord, that their hearts would be turned back to you. And this I pray for the entire nation, Lord, that our nation's heart be turned back to you, that there be a wave of conviction and repentance, that each of us, Lord, might abandon the idols that we've idolized for so long and worship you alone. I pray, Father, that your will be done, that your kingdom come and replace all this counterfeit stuff that's here right now. We thank you, Father, in Jesus' precious name.
Amen. Yes, and agree. Lord, I'm going to also ask that the same thing is true in every state. We're all, anytime, and these grant, I know what it was. Yes, thank you, Lord. These, the ones that Ida would just mention about the grand poobahs, the ones that have been the string pullers and the ones that command and the ones that say who's going to get in office, that they be brought down. Oh, so hard, just so hard that they, the way that they've had an iron fist, like the Cuomos of the world, you know, not just here, but all over the world, but particularly the United States right now, yes, that America, this part of America, but also the whole world, Lord, that the Cuomos of the world, the brats, the punks, the bullies, the ones that think they're grand poobahs, Lord, bring them down and bring them down hard. Lord, I want to see them cry. I want to see their hearts broken. I want for them to find out that they have a heart they didn't even know they had. I want them to feel that they've suffered on other people. I want to see it. I want it put in the public so that it'll put fear in anybody else who might think about it. And I wanted to cause, as a result, cause a tremendous number of them to come and to repentance and to recognize they've been serving the wrong, they've been serving man, they've been serving mammon instead of serving you. And for them to recognize and see, just see the horribleness of what they've been doing, and to change the terms, that it's no that it's no longer going to be called abortion, but murder in the womb. And let's tell it like it is now on, and let the people see them in public. Let them see them suffer. Let the evil, let the good see the evil suffering. Let those that are on the fence see the evil suffering. Let them see them pay the price. Let the laws be imposed. Not these mamsy-pamsy jails. I'm talking about burning. Burning inside of them, that they just ate up with the demons that are inside of them, just literally devour them in front of the people's eyes to see it, to see the public, and they're unable to harm anyone else in the process. Let them see them bursting into flames. It happens all the time. But let them be judged by you right here, right now, and let it be put in the public. Let the media be unable to stop themselves from reporting it. Let them be unable to cut and paste and change things, but to report it as it truly is, and let them be convicted as a result. Let each and every time, let the hearts of man say, this is the reason that they're in agony. This is the reason that they're being burned up. This is the reason is because of what they've done to other people, and put the fear, your fear, that you control every molecule and every atom of everything, and let the people see it. Let them see that this is so terrifying that they won't even think about harming another one. And Lord, I also ask that, once again, I reiterate before, that let the evil only desire to harm each other. Let them eat each other like piranhas or sharks that will hunt on each other. Let them hunt on each other. Let them go ahead and eat the flesh off each other's bones, because that way they are exposed even more. And let the people who watch on, let them realize that there is what has we been without for so long. There is accountability. Lord, we trust in you. We trust and we thank you for the blood of Christ that saved us and pays for our sins. But Lord, these people who are harming other people so tremendously, and they're doing it knowingly and willingly, yes, we ask for that accountability. If you can save their souls, rock and roll. If not, then let them be punished properly, and let the people, so it brings fear into them to know that they better not do this stuff. It seems to be that bullies only understand strength, that those that are mean only understand meanness. They only understand something that is stronger than them. Well, Lord, show your right hand, and let their agony be a witness that this is what evil is truly about, is nothing but agony. So once again, Lord, I think we're all at our tether. And we're here with you at the end of your tether. You know, we're right along with you. We're ready to build that ark. We're ready to get on the ark. We're not laughing at anybody. We want to build that ark. We want to help build that ark. You know, we want to be on that ark. We want to sail with you across the oceans, free from fear. We want to be on the land, free from fear. And Lord, give the people the strength and the knowledge to know that these agents are just that, and that we have the power. Please wake them up, that we have the power collectively. And you've heard me say it before, that 30,000 people at the drop of the hat will come to a Trump rally. So, Lord, I'm asking the same 30,000 people go down to the legislature and get CCT passed.
Yes, in agreement.
So shall it be. In Christ's name, it is so.
Amen. Amen. Shall it be in agreement. And, Lord, also, some of these people in high places who have sold their souls out for earthly riches, Lord, this comes to mind every day. They've sold their souls out for earthly riches, and some of them would like to get out, but they are in such a bind, and the principalities and powers have just wrapped them up so tightly. They don't know how to get out. But Lord, your power and your mercy for them is there. So we ask that somehow they would come into contact with your power and your mercy. You have people waiting to be in contact with these people, Lord, with these higher-ups, who they want to do the right thing. So we ask that you will give divine appointments, because some of them will be whistleblowers as well. And Lord, within the next few weeks, we ask that you will, not putting any time constraints on you, but Lord, it is time for them to know your forgiveness, to know your love, Lord, and to come into a life of freedom and not a life of bondage. So we ask for them, Lord. We ask that you will do that. We ask that those who thought they were along for the ride at a winning party, who are not corrupt, who have not bought into the earthly riches and the wealth and prestige and all that, Lord, but who see from both ends of the Congress, Lord, both the rhinos, well, maybe not the rhinos, but both Republicans and Democrats, Lord, they want out because they didn't sign up for that. So, Lord, give them a way out. And then there are those who are threatened. Lord, we believe that some of the Supreme Court people have been threatened with their families and all that. Lord, remove that. Remove the fear that they are under from having to rule according to dictators in that body. Lord, Lord, we just ask for freedom. We ask that you will release your spirit of freedom, that they will do what is right without fear of repercussions, because you are giving them a boldness and the knowledge that you are protecting them. Lord, I thank you for the boldness of those who have really stepped out, people like Mike Lindell and Sidney Powell. As much as they've been threatened with lawsuits, or maybe the lawsuits have been filed or whatever, they have still charged ahead because they know your protection. And especially with Mike, he has seen your blessing over and above anything, any destruction that these people want to give to him. So we cry out to you, Lord, that you will rescue those who want to be rescued. Lord, those whose hearts are dark, I agree with Colin. We agree with him that they'd be exposed, that they would be burnt, that it would be exposed for the whole world to see, and that great fear will fall on people because of your might and your power. Lord, we commit this to you and thank you, Lord. So shall it be.
In Christ's name and dream, it is so. Absolutely. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Lord, I want to thank you, too, that, you know, we ask a lot all the time, but also know that our prayers, we believe, are what you want us to ask for, because you put yourself in us. And so being in tune with you, Lord, that these prayers, at least I believe that we're not just asking for ourselves, but we're asking for others, which is a righteous prayer. We're asking because it is also, we believe, your will. So we're professing that which we believe is your will. And if it's not your will, then please change it so that we will profess and we will ask for and speak into existence that which you would have us speak into existence. So, Lord, I want to just say thank you, thank you, thank you for all the wonderful times. I mean, every day is better and better. Every day is more wonderful because I learn to spend more time with you and to just include you in everything all the time is just so different than, you know, like, you know, so many people is like every now and then kind of thing, or only when they need help. So, Lord, that's the bright side. And I ask to replace all of the darkness that, you know, when we know that we've got sin on us or whatever it is, that we hide our head from you, just like they did in the Garden of Eden. I mean, you gave them five chances and they never once confessed. So, Lord, let us confess and come back to you and let the goal, our goals, be because we miss you. We want to be with you because of the joy that we have with you as a positive. And the might that you have, we were talking about a minute ago, is for the evil. But we know that you're loving and that you're kind and that we miss you. We want to spend time with you, and that's the reason that we come to you more and more every day. So I just want to say thank you, Lord, and I'm asking that for everyone else too, that everything be turned around, so that when we come to you, we're coming to you because we want to be with you like our best friend and like our Heavenly Father that we want to share things with. And I'm asking for that whole attitude to change and switch so that we can be the joyful that we're supposed to be, you know, that we can be the happy people that we're meant to be as your children, and that happiness will, and that power that comes with knowing that no harm, that harm cannot, is impossible to harm us because we're with you, and that you watch over every bit of us, and that confidence that we will exude that confidence and that knowledge, that wisdom, because of the time we spend with you, and that those that are caught up will desire it and say, I want that instead. And Lord, I'm thinking of that video of that young man that was hugged by white people when he was so scared to death. He's scared to come into a Trump rally, and yet the people were saying, you stick with us and you're safe. And, you know, these are people that he's been programmed to think are horrible oppressors. And instead of knowing that it was those very people that are set him free. And then when he looked over at the protesters and saw their ugliness, you could see that look, that one instant when he's like, wait a minute, these guys over here are mean and nasty and ugly. These guys are here over. And that one instant, we all saw it. It was on the video, Lord. I thank you for that. Let more people see that, and let more people come to that realization so that they can choose and say, hey, we would rather have Trump than have a Biden. We would rather have, you know, where we go, one, we go all. We would rather have Christ in our lives because it's a good thing, because it gives that peace and it gives that happiness and that joy and that abundance. And so, Lord, you know, the flip side, I want to shine a light on that as well and bring that up so that it can be seen, like the perfect breeze when you're sailing, and the perfect breeze and the perfect waves that come up and just make life so wonderful, Lord. And I'm learning every day, and I think and I ask the same thing for everyone on this call and everyone who knows you, that every day we spend more time with you and we think about you more often because we want to. And so I ask for all this in Christ's name, so shall it be.
Amen. Amen.
In agreement.
So shall it be.
So.
This so in agreement.
Thank you. Thank you, Lord.
Lord, I want to lift up the ecclesia scattered throughout the nation and around the world. Those who are called by your name, those who are in covenant with you, I lift them up, Lord, and I pray for them. I pray for fresh vision for the body of Christ. I pray, Father, for the gift of discerning of spirits. I pray, Father, for an awakening, an even greater measure, to sweep through the ecclesia, Lord. I pray, Father, for the exposure of the infiltrators, the wolves in sheep's clothing, the fakes, the plants, the instigators. I pray, Father, that they be exposed and their gig be laid bare. I pray for truth to prevail, even within the body. I pray, Father, I pray, Lord, for an even greater cleansing, a higher grade of sanctification and consecration. I pray, Father, that each one of us might seize a spot you have created us to fill and take it and fill it. I pray, Father, that each one of us might be a conduit
for your will and your glory. I pray, Father, that each of us might know our place and our calling and our mission to nurture the body in the way that you've created us to do so. I pray for this, Father, in Jesus' precious name. I pray for wisdom, Lord. It is so lacking in so many ways. I pray, Father, that you would guide us in the way that we should go. I pray, Father, that you would be a lamp to our feet and a light to our path. I pray, Father, that we're still tripping on our own egos or on our own selves, Lord, I pray that you would shine a light in our hearts and enable us to repent and let go of those things that we're still holding that are a barrier between us and you. I pray, Father, for this in Jesus' name. And I pray, Lord, that as we move forward, that we might actually see the harvest that you've given us heads up about. I pray, Father, I pray for this in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen. And Lord, a little bit on the selfish side, I'm going to lift up Russell again and all those people similarly situated, including myself, and where the counties have acted without law and under the color of law and stolen people's property, imposing upon them. Lord, I don't know how. I'm just so thankful that you've been protecting Brian all this time and protecting the property. And I ask for a continuance of that. And I ask for the same kind of a shield. I don't know how, but some kind of a shield, a protective shield, and these unlawful property attacks be completely exposed, and that whole assessment, that they get the point that they be exposed as well. And but in the meantime, while it's being exposed, I ask for protection, just like a moratorium, if you will, that they just will somehow be unable to get court orders, unable to get somehow, I don't know how, because it's, I don't know, personal catastrophes or catastrophes within the government, inability for financing, I don't care how. I don't care what it is, Lord, but I want the absolute protection. And quite frankly, I don't care if it becomes the inspectors themselves fall ill and die from COVID and become just another number. I really don't care anymore, Lord. I'm interested in protecting my brother and sister against evil, and these people are acting in evil. So I'm, you know, I can pray for their souls, but Lord, that's it. Other than that, I'm asking protection against them. And I really don't care what happens to them. I really don't. They're yours to do it as you please. They are harming other people. And I'm asking for there to be a stop to it, and that something happened to them, that every time they come against one of the people under color of law to tell them what to do, to steal their stuff or whatever it is they think they're enforcing, that they fall ill, deathly ill, deathly ill. So that every time they choke on the words, literally choke on the words, every time they try to impose that which only has to do with the county, that which only has to do with the county property, that which only has to do with the state property, that when they try to impose it on one of the people, that they choke on the words, that they get deathly ill, that they physically start to die immediately, that they can feel what they're doing is wrong, and let them repent, let them come to you and go, what am I doing? What's happening here? Let that absolute fear, every time they try to do it, let them run out of gas when they're trying to get to the place. Let them get into a car accident where they, so long as no innocents are hurt, let them run into each other. I don't care anymore, Lord. I don't care how. I don't care. What matters is for those that are engaged in this process to be destroyed. They're acting in a demonic way, then destroy the demons. And I don't care if they burst into flame. I don't care if their car bursts into flame. It's what they're doing to us is time for it to reflect it back to them. The same thing that they've been doing to us, reflect back to them. And let other county ones not know that the address they live at is one of their cronies, so that they'll start bringing charges against them, so they'll lose their property, so they'll get arrested, not knowing who each other is. So I ask, Lord, you turn it against them. All of the weapons and all the laws and everything that binds them, let them be bound by it. Let them turn against each other. Let them start killing each other. I don't care. I don't care anymore. I'm done with it. They're killing thousands of people, millions of people every year. It's time for them to die instead of your innocents, the innocent ones out there. So, Lord, I'm asking to replace the bloodshed, the death, the whatever it is that they're looking for, the souls they're looking for, let it be theirs instead of the innocent ones, instead of the children. I ask this in Christ's name to replace it. You beat them with a whip, I'm asking the same thing. I'm asking them to be beaten back. All the gold that they had on the table, all the motivation they have for doing it, that that be taken from them, that their tables be turned, that they don't get a paycheck. They don't know why, but all these employees that are all these inspectors that think they are the bullies and have the power, let the paychecks be stalled or disappear, or that they just disappear off the books. Everything's electronic, so let's just make them disappear so they can't get a check. There's no funding for it. I don't care how. I want to put an immediate stop to all of it here. And I also lift up, Lord, the other thing you show me is lifting up the ones that are, they're calling them protests. I don't call them protests, Lord. The ones that are finally standing up to the government in London and in other countries against this ridiculous shutdown. There's no authority. They are without authority to shut the people down. Let the people, they outnumber them. And let your fear, the fear of God, the fear of numbers, come on all those that are trying to do it. And let them not just march in the streets. And the thing that they said happened at the Capitol, let that really happen in for real, where the people say, this is our building, and we will take every brick, we will take every block, we will take everything that is ours, and we will take it away. We will level it. You have no place to go. You are without authority. And let them be ripped apart like they do of when they rip the arms and the legs off of the fetuses in the body of a woman and the fetus tries to fight. Let that happen to them instead. Let them be the sacrifice. Let them be the human sacrifice. Let them be the blood that they're looking for. I'm done with it, Lord. It's time. It's time. It's hammer time. It's time for what they've been doing to others happen to them. Let them overrun their palaces. Let the Pelosi's of the world, let the fences be ripped down and her whole house torn down brick by brick by brick. Let her run in the streets naked until she's ripped apart in little pieces by the crowds, and let the crowds ask forgiveness for doing it better than asking forgiveness for failing to do anything. Let the sicknesses and disease, let her choke on her ice cream. I don't care how anymore, Lord. And I apologize and forgive me if this is an improper prayer, but I'm asking for righteousness to reign, the rule. You destroyed Sodom and Gomorrah with fire and brimstone. That means those people burned. They're incinerated. I see no problem with that happening to these people. Let them be incinerated as they stand, as they sit. Let them be forced to speak the truth whether they like it or not. Let them think that they're telling their lies and actually they're telling the truth. Let everything be exposed. It's time. And the people can't handle it. That's too bad. And I know that means a lot of people that we've held up, people that we thought in Hollywood were really great people. We find out that they're not. I'm done with it. It's time. If they can handle it, they can handle it. If they can't, let their hearts be broken and come to you. That's what needs to be done anyway. Let your judgment happen. And let it happen harshly on those that are in positions of public trust that have been hurting other people all around the world. And so far as China, the CCP, that whole regime, the same thing. The same thing, Lord, the same thing. Let them go after each other. Let this vaccine, whatever it is, let them cause a rage. An absolute rage where they're sitting there with their thousands of people sitting in the same room. Let them go after Kim Jong-un. If he's one of the bad guys, then let him be torn apart by their own people. Let all those evil ones be torn apart. Let their jealousy be upon each other. Let their hatred be upon each other. Let them tear each other apart. Let them rip themselves apart. so that it causes the other ones to come to you and say, this must be God. This must be our Creator who's done this. Let there be a groundswell. And those police officers wearing the uniform, they have a duty and obligation to disobey any unlawful order. That means that the people's lives are in danger. They are supposed to protect the people instead of the other way around. And those that fail to protect the people, let them be crushed by the crowds. And let them repent. And let their souls be saved if they can be saved. And if not, then let that be their own demise. It is time, Lord. It is time. It's been thousands of years since you sacrificed your own son, your only begotten son. You sacrificed him for us. It's been too long. It's time. We're done with it. Either that or raise us up and take us out of here and bring us home. But I believe you created this earth for a good purpose. And I believe it's time to throw off this evil once and for all. This is your ground. This is your Garden of Eden. This is your heaven. Capital H-E-A-V-E-N right there. You showed it to me years ago. I'm claiming it back in the name of Jesus. So shall it be. In Christ's name, then, it is.
Lord, you have been angry with the way your creation has been dealt with, Lord. And over the centuries, the people that you created for your pleasure have not had dominion, have not subdued the earth. You told Adam and Eve, and you told Noah after they both sinned, after you rescued Noah, Lord, and still because of the evil around. But now we have found our voice, Lord. And there are many of us, and we may not think that they are. We just ask that you will teach those who need to rise up in strength and with one voice, just in the way the British people did when Princess Diana died. Lord, they rose up with one voice at what they felt was an injustice, at not a simple little thing to fly the royal standard or even the Union Jack at half-mast. And because she wasn't a royal, they weren't going to do that. But yet, Lord, the people rose up with one voice and they did it. And so if only we knew, Lord, I pray that you will help us to realize what power we have when we rise up with one voice to stand against these injustices. Lord, David, when he was in his life, when he was fleeing from his enemies, he said, he wrote that you rescued him from his strong enemy and from those who hated him, for they were too mighty for him, that they confronted him in the day of his calamity, but you were his support, that you brought him out into a broad place and you rescued him because you delighted in him. So, Lord, we ask that you will delight in us. We stand before you, not with any great thing that we have done, but we stand before you covered in the blood of your son, Jesus. He cleansed us, he washed us, and forgave us our sins. So, Lord, we ask that you will deal accordingly to all of these injustices. And so I stand in agreement with all that Colin has said, and Lord says, so shall it be, it is so.
Yeah, in Christ's name, it is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Lord, I'm lifting up Putin. I have to admit that I'm a bit perplexed or a little bit confused. You've shown me hints, you've shown me sides that there's something that I believe is good about that man. I mean, I just believe it. If not, then please reveal to me otherwise. But I believe that he cares, and the way he spoke about America. It was almost, he was exhibiting that he loved America and the concept of America. And he loved the concept of freedom. When he said certain things that you revealed to me. So, Lord, I'm going on that faith until you show me otherwise. That I do believe he's one of the good ones. So I'm asking until you show me otherwise that you protect him and allow him to continue and to lead and get the evil out of his own country. And he talked about the men in black. He talked about the men in black that will come and tell you what to do and what not to do. If he is controlled in any way, he's walking that fine line because he's being imposed upon. Then I ask that he come to you even stronger. He trust in you and he come to the people of his country that will stand behind him. And then when he points the finger and exposes the evil, the ones that are in black, that the people themselves will go and rip them from peace, from limb to limb. It is time for these evil, the ones that are these people and these men in black, these one that wear the shades, the one that drive the black SUVs and the tinted windows, and all that they represent, and everybody above them, let them be fully exposed so that the people will know and physically go after them and rip them apart. That they will exist no more. They will no longer exist. They will be exterminated from this earth like the rats that they are. And it doesn't matter where they are, that the people as one, and let us sing glory and praises to you as we do it. That we finally have, we know who. We know who they are. The ones that do it stealthily at night. The ones that put on uniforms and think that they're all that. Let them be ripped apart, and all the technology and all the weaponry that they have will absolutely fail them. Particularly the technology of the disruptor, the energy wave disruptors, and all the other technology that they have. And that includes the chemtrails and the 440 hertz and the electromagnetic fields. All of those things will just fail because the people come together. They lock hands, they pray, they're in one mind, and they will literally cause those machines to blow up because the energy that we have when we are unified together. Let the people become the army that you have made us. We don't need swords. We don't need the physical swords. We don't need the shields anymore. We have the prayer. We have the power of prayer that we can create this frequency with our voices. Like at Jericho, this is what you showed us. So that we can blow up that technology, we can cause it to fail absolutely. That we can cause EMP waves ourselves simply by being in proper prayer with you and in agreement with one another, that whatever technology they have that they rely upon, whether it's nuclear or otherwise, and that includes any kind of explosions, they'll be literally just completely dissolved. No longer a threat. The threat will be removed so that others such as Trump and others that may be held back from taking strong action because of fear that many may die because of the weapons that they have, that those weapons just shut down, that they're unable to be used. They're unable to be triggered. They're unable to be exploded. It just won't work. I ask all this in Christ's name. So shall it be. In agreement then in Christ's name it is so. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Oh, and replace with your frequency. Forgive me, Lord. Replace all of that with your frequency, with your kind and your love and your grace. And we thank you for that. Thank you. In Christ's name it is so. Hallelujah.
In agreement.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, I'm not quite sure what's going on with the sun. And I know that, you know, maybe that's part of a long-term plan. I don't know. But I'm just asking that, that whatever the sun is supposed to be doing or does to maintain the temperatures, or you know, we know that far more people die in the cold than die in the heat. So, Lord, I know this is kind of a special prayer, but we know that it, that the solar flares is going down almost to zero, which basically means that we would be headed into an ice age. So, Lord, I'm asking for that to be turned around, and that, you know, maybe it's a large solar flare that causes their electronic equipment to go down, and that's fine. We can do without our phones. We can do without our television. We can do without our all this other stuff that we have. We can do without that, you know, go back to nature and go back to you. And, Lord, let people learn about how we can just simply dig ditches and put pipes in there in order to warm as well as to cool our houses. It's so simple. Just a, what is it, a 50-foot or 60-foot ditch, and you put plastic pipe with it with a natural draw on it. So, Lord, let this technology, this simple technology, is old and ancient, let it come forth so that people no longer need to rely upon the electronic stuff anymore that's causing so much damage and all the other things that are happening. And, Lord, you've shown me 1,000 times more ways than I can express now that the fossil fuels, there's nothing wrong with it. It's a garbage. We just have to burn it completely and pure so it's completely clean. It's something you gave us for energy. And this whole nonsense, this green nonsense, is they're completely going in the wrong direction. Or let the people be left alone with that guilt that the fossil fuels are fine as long as you burn them clean when they can be burned clean. The same with gas, natural gas. Lord, you showed me when I was in Oklahoma that billions and trillions of cubic yards, cubic miles of natural gas is just spewed straight into the atmosphere because of laws they have that says they can't collect it. So, Lord, that's ridiculous. It's there for us. You made it for us, and we need to use it, and then it burns clean. So all of that needs to be gotten rid of as well, and it needs to be exposed that they're doing it just so they can make more dollars off of it. And, Lord, the inventions that I've had, can they come out, please, to help free people? It's clean energy, and it's virtually free. There's so many out there, so many ways of doing things. So, Lord, I'm asking all that to be like the Jubilee. That'd be the thing that comes out, so that there'd be a twofold thing, that the banking system, as it keeps on printing more money, which diminishes the value, but it, at the same time, let us begin to adapt habits and uses of our own so that we do things such as thermal cooling and thermal heating so that we don't need the money anymore. We don't need the currency anymore, and that we can now go back to the old colonial script, which was to sign your name to it as an IOU in trade, and get rid of the system itself. Let that whole system completely come to a collapse as the people come to the awakening, and that they begin to have honest deals with one another, where shaking of the hand means something again, where we want to bless one another. That a contract is not how much you can get away with, but more how much more can I bless you, because I know that you can't outbless you, Creator. So let that be the new law, that as we bless one another, we are blessed. So that those that know that we'll be blessing others. And let this technology come forth, this simple technology. And if you're digging your ditch, then you dig your neighbor's ditch, and the neighbor buys the piping, and you fill in the ditch, you're filling in your ditch anyway. And just for a few bucks more, they can do your house and the house next to it and the house next to it. And let the people start working together again so that we can use this simple technology to cool and heat the house and cut down on the need for these ridiculous electric bills and fuel bills, completely unnecessary. And for the other types of homes that we have, the self-sufficient homes that literally produce fruit and vegetables and 100% recycling of all of their waste. All those things that are being proven to be true, I'm asking all that to come about, and people start growing plants and get back in touch with you, your creation, and that there be abundance, that even in the cities, on every patio, every porch, that the people get into growing the food that they can grow on their patios and their porches. And that it be good and wonderful and abundant food, that they learn about how wonderful you are and how wonderful nature is that you created for us. And we have fresh fruits and fresh vegetables, abundance of it. And that we're able to trade and share like we did before, so that we don't need the money anymore. And let the grocery stores work on trade, services, one to the other, and make it so it's unnecessary for the dollar, which is basically dying anyway. They're making it worthless by constantly printing it. And let all the stuff that they passed, let all of that garbage that was passed, all but the 8%, all of that needs to go to the people. And these trillions of dollars that they're going to spend on this or they're going to put in their pocket, let all of those backfire on them. Let all of it be backfired. Let them not be able to access the money or let it so that when they have it, they're unable to spend it. That their money means nothing anymore. It's because they have to have something of value to trade. Let them come up with their piles of money and they'd be rejected and say, we don't want your money anymore. What can you do for us? The Lord, I'm asking for a whole new paradigm, a paradigm of abundance, of kindness, of cooperation, of working together, where evil would just die on the vine and disappear. And Lord, we give all that evil to you to judge and to punish as you see fit. Ask all this in Christ's name, so shall it be. Thank you. In Christ's name, then it is so.
There's a really strange feel to the atmosphere this afternoon. I haven't quite tried to discern what it might be, if there's something significant going on or what. But
the spring equinox tomorrow.
Tomorrow, okay. This morning was fine, but this afternoon I thought, Lord, what's going on up there? There's a very strange feeling in the atmosphere.
Strange good or strange not, you know, bad or what?
Not strange good and not bad. I have a big question mark. It feels as though it could be bad, but I haven't been able to discern it. Mm-hmm. I haven't really spent the time seeking God's mind about it.
Well,
it's
Lord,
not good.
Well, Lord, we lift up our sister here that she, whatever is discerned, that you see, that it be shown to her that whatever's going on, that the battle may be going on between good and evil, and this may be what she's feeling. And it's changing the frequency, and that she's sensing that. So, Lord, we're asking that it become more victorious, that she sees that this change that's happening is actually the remnants. She's feeling the waves of this spiritual battle going on, and that she has the attitude, we keep the attitude, all of us, of abundance and power, that this is the shift. That we are overcoming now. We're no longer victims that need to be saved, but we are now your warriors that are going after the evil, that we outnumber, that we have more power in each one of our prayers, that when we come to you in holiness, that when we come to you in cleanliness through the blood of Christ, that we call on Holy Spirit, that we go with the power of the universe that you grant us, and that they be the ones now running in fear. That they fear everything and everything that's going, they're each other. They fear each other. They're tearing each other apart. And they fear us. And that causes them to stop doing what they're doing and to expose what they intend to do. And that everything they attempt to fail, that this be the new frequency, that this be the new abundance. So, Lord, I'm asking for that as we discover and as we learn that we have the attitude of abundance, the attitude of power, the attitude of superiority that we command, and that we're taking away their abilities to do anything, bully or otherwise, and to cause or anything deceptive, and that this be the whole new paradigm. Ask all this in Christ's name, so shall it be.
In agreement, it is so.
In agreement, in Christ's name, it is so then. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Of course, this is California, and we've been in such a battle for our freedom, and they have more than enough, I believe, verified signatures to recall this governor, and he has been fighting back. He has been trying to say, oh, it is this person and that person and this group of people trying to get me out, but I will not leave. So that could be a part of what's going on as well.
Well, with that, I would say that the more he resists, the more the people will get up at arms, and the more the people, if necessary, 30, 50, 100,000 people, a million people go down there, as I said before, go down there and literally, what Pelosi said, rip him out of the office. They have enough signatures. They're doing it lawfully. They, you know, the position, he has no business holding on to a position that people don't want him in. And so, therefore, if he remains and keeps clinging on to the office, which he has no power in the first place, he has no power over that office. The office has power over him. And let the people recognize that. And that this symbolic, that there's more than enough signatures, then it is already done. And if the people have to, if the sheriffs won't do it, if the sheriffs won't do it, arrest the sheriffs. The deputies won't do it, arrest the deputies. If the marshals won't do it, arrest the marshals. It is time for those who are the boots on the ground, for them to start abiding by the law that the people set, that they have a duty and obligation to the people and to the laws that the people have created and that the laws that the people have set. So let that be, and the ones that fail and refuse, let them be arrested right along with them. And I mean arrested, physically arrested. Take their badges off of them, rip it off of their uniform, just like in the old West. You know, you take it off of them, you rip it off of them, and you escort them to the jail, you lock them up, and you go and you have a common law court that the people spontaneously know again in their hearts what a common law court is, and they can now bring witnesses, they can do a proper court, and they can make a judge, and the word court comes from courtyard. So they do it in public. And you have enough people there. You've got a jury of 12. It's actually supposed to be 24, I believe. You have a jury of 24 people who can swear right then and there. They have no bias one way or the other. They can judge fairly. And then the people simply present the evidence and the witness. And he can have the witnesses in his favor. Good luck with that one. The evidence is going to be overwhelming. And you convict them and you put them in jail. That's it. And I can tell you right now, under 18 U.S.C. 241, if death occurred as a result of any of the things that they've done, they shall be put to death.
Mm-hmm.
Right then and there. And as far as I'm concerned, they got, you know, give them a true and just and fair trial, even though they deserve it. As far as I'm concerned, give them the same pirates, trial that the pirates would give them. Before they get hanged. You know that one, right? We'll give you a trial before we make you walk the plank. We can do it for real. There's enough evidence on them. I guarantee you there's deaths occurred as a result of their unlawful legislation. Not legislation, unlawful orders. Nobody gave them the authority to make law. Nobody gave them the authority to keep people in their houses or to tell anyone what they can do or cannot do. You know how I know that? I know that because we don't have that power.
Yeah.
I can't tell you what to do. You can't tell me what to do. Therefore, it is impossible for us to grant powers we are without to our public agents, our public servants. End of story. So the fact that they've done it is without law. It is lawless. They are crimes. And all of the long-term harm that is going to be done as a result of forcing people to wear masks. I saw a chart the other day. from all these different countries, and you can see that when it was when the original peak was over and it came down, that's when they instituted masks, and then it slowly started rising again. And then there was a graph where they had, you know, 50 graphs on top of each other, and they had the red lines were the ones where they made them wear masks, and all the places where they didn't wear masks, they stayed level or down at the bottom. But all the places where they made them wear masks, it's popped back up again. And you get, like, again, you take people like Cuomo. And the hospital, oh, Lord, I'm lifting up the hospitals. I'm lifting up those doctors. I'm lifting up the nurses. I'm lifting up all those that participated, got paid a lot of money, in any way sold out in order to kill these people in these hospitals. Lord, I've listened. I've listened to that woman who was a whistleblower. I've seen the videos. I've heard the talk. These people sold their souls. They were murdering people in the hospitals. And that goes for the cancer patients. It goes for all of that stuff under the disguise of medical stuff, the heart, all of this stuff they've been doing. Lord, I'm lifting that up huge time. That, again, that they get some kind of a virus that's just special for them. They like to have viruses. They like to kill people. Let them have, oh, I don't know what we would call it, the medical virus. And all those in the medical field that don't have you, that they will be attacked, and they are literally flesh-eating disease for those in the medical field that have allowed, created, or promoted the deaths of thousands of other people. And even if it's only one, they put them on the respirator and blow up their lungs. The ones that go and do biopsies on cancerous nodes, and therefore they kill the people. All these evil things they've done for money. They've done it for other reasons than what they're supposed to. Lord, I'm asking for them to have some kind of weird, strange disease that only attacks them. You know, really intelligent disease like COVID, they say, only works on certain days. Let me see. It doesn't work in a bar, liquor store, but it does work at a funeral or a family reunion. So, Lord, I'm asking the same kind of super intelligent, super bio something or other that just eats them, and they just turn to goo or something to that effect. So it's special. So once again, everybody will know it's just you. It's you who did it to those that deserve it. And let them suffer greatly as they're dying. And if they repent, they repent. If they don't, then too bad. I ask all this also in Christ's name. So shall it be.
Yes, so in agreement.
Agreement then, and in Christ's name, it is so. Yeah, that makes me mad. I mean, have any people out here seen the video of the whistleblower nurse that went to New York on a red pill? Anybody?
No. Was that recent?
Yeah, it's been like a couple of weeks now, maybe a month or more. If you go on Red Pill, REDPILL News, Red Pill News, RPN, redpillnews.com, and you go look up, I believe it's going to, there's a drawdown. It says watch. So you click on that, and it does a pull down, and you will go to Friday and Saturday night. And they have special guests, and it will say whistleblower. And in fact, I believe I put it out several times. But if anyone wants to send me an email, you can send me to continuedcompetencytraining@gmail.com. That's continuedcompetencytraining@gmail.com. And put in the header, please send me the links.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I'll send you the links. And if you want the documents that I send to everybody, I need to have your email anyway. You can put down also in the message itself, say, add me to your email list, and I will send you every... Whenever I send out stuff, I'll send it to you as well, because I send out documents, the unanimous Declaration of Independence. I'll send you the link to Cracking the Eggshell of Reality, which everyone should watch, in my opinion. And let me see if I can find it here. Come on, come on, come on. There we go. This one was, which one was this? Which one is this? Here, let me do this real quick because I want to find that one. He has some amazing guests on there. Not all of them are great, but they're all good. I forgot that. Again, I want to do that. Let me do this. Sorry, I got like 5,000 tabs open. I mean, what, like 20 windows or something? And each one has like 50 or 150 tabs open on it. All right, here's what I'm going to do. Yeah, if you go to Red Pill, forgive me. RedPill78News.com. At RedPill78News.com. It's about the only one I watch nowadays. I mean, I love BCP, but he's in anger mode right now, and he's which is fine for people who don't know him, but for me, you know, the news, I don't even watch Red Pill hardly anymore because I want action. I'm done. So there's live streaming, which is probably coming on any minute. There's Red Pill
News. And we know.
And we know, yeah, and we know is pretty good too. He's usually way very inspirational. Yeah, you can go to Rumble. If people don't know this, stay away from YouTube. I'm going through right now and trying to get rid of, or am getting rid of YouTube. And go to Rumble, R-U-M-B-E-L, Rumble, R-U-M-B-E-L. Rumble.com. Okay, and he has...
I would not sign up with Rumble. If I were you guys.
Why?
They traffic your stuff.
Really? Well, it's a great place to watch stuff you can't find anywhere else. So even if you don't sign up with them, it's a good place to find stuff. But you can go to RedPill78News.com, and it's direct. It's his own thing. So it's under Friday and Saturday night live stream. I'm going to go pull it up right now. You can even get on the chat, and you can even call on these ones. They usually have the first hour, and then the second hour you can call up. There is the recent one was Dominion Class Action. Those seem to be good. Also, the one before that, March 7th, was awesome with Charlene Bollinger, The Truth About Cancer and Vaccines. That one was awesome.
Oh, yeah.
They had to go to New Zealand. They were threatened. They went to New Zealand. Then God said, what are you doing here? Nothing can hurt you that I won't allow. So they came back, and they put out movies, very powerful stuff, saved people's lives. Then there's this one. What is this? DW Truth War, no, Patriot Country, Tom. It's a whiskey, the future of the Liberty Movement. Yeah, he was pretty good too. I'll get here. I'm looking right near.
That email, continued competency.
Training.
What was the last one?
Training. T-R-A-I-N.
Training.
Training. Continued competency training. That's the solution that God gave me like 3 to 5 years ago. The solution that we have is for the people to cause legislation that requires all those who make application to any office or those who are in any office or position of public trust shall be required to be periodically tested as to their knowledge, understanding, and accurate use of the principles upon which every form of government is founded upon. Now, all of this comes right out of the founding document, the Unanimous Declaration of the 13 United States. Now, I've been doing a training or teaching every Thursday on the Illinois call at 7 Central. So every Thursday at 7 Central on the Illinois Strike Force of Prayer. And it's 8 o'clock Eastern, 7 o'clock Central, and 6 o'clock Mountain Time. So you can ask any questions there. So this one I'm talking about, the Erin, E-R-I-N, Marie, All Liz Zawinski. This one was on Friday night on the 20th of February. Fantastic. And if you're not in tears after listening to her, what she witnessed firsthand will just blow you away. I did not know.
That one is the nurse?
That's the one with the nurse that she was from another state. She volunteered and went to New York, and she was getting paid a lot of money. I mean, a lot of money. And when she saw what was going on, she stuck around. She prayed about it. She stuck around long enough to get evidence so she could be the whistleblower. Mm-hmm. She blows the whistle, right? She says they were killing these people on purpose. But think about it. I thought it was like $2,000 or $3,000. It's like $15,000. $15,000 these hospitals are getting paid for everyone that dies of COVID. So they were literally killing the people in order to get paid, $15,000. And if you have not listened to Praying Medic, was the day before, was on February 14th, the week before that. I haven't listened to that one, but I know the one before that, which is like months ago, like last year, like, I don't know, like maybe April, May, June, something like that, of last year, 2020, Praying Medic was on Red Pill, and it was the most amazing. If you want an instruction manual of faith and how to pray, you know, his absolute, it's just amazing. It was one of the best ones I've heard anyone do, because he's so calm. His voice is so calm. I'm a bit rough. I'm a little bit more gritty because I guess I've been in a different type of war. But he has a very calming voice. He's very kind, and his absolute faith on everything. You know, he prays much like I do, much like some of us on this call do. We pray with absolute belief. There's no doubt in our minds whatsoever. And that's what he shares. So if you know somebody who does not know, I would, you know, a lot of times people don't want to listen to us because they know us, but listen to this guy. He's really awesome. I have to listen to that one first to see. But the one I know is good. Bards of War? I don't know if there's so many of them. But those are the really good ones right there. Huh?
Scott Kesterson, Bards of War.
Is that a good one?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, he's a good guy.
He's really good. Yeah, there's a lot of good ones.
I thought In Pursuit of Truth on BitChute just put out a knockout video. Oh, my goodness. If you haven't seen it, you've got to see it.
All right, well, send me the link then so I can – and then send me the link. I'll look at it, and then I'll share it with other people. I'm going to start – doing the dissemination. I've got two up already from videos that are really profound, like the one where the doctor is talking about how masks literally don't work. They literally work against you, and how everything has been planned out. So there's a lot of information out there that's good. And we just got to start disseminating it, giving people a choice. Hey, and here's, by the way, people don't know this. The best way it seems to be that works is, hey, do me a favor. I'm not sure about this video. Can you watch it for me and tell me what you think about it? It's the best. It's non-aggressive nothing. Oh, well, you should watch this one. Oh, you should watch that video. You don't know what you're talking about. Instead, it's like, you know, I'm not sure about this. Would you watch it and tell me what you think? I'm not sure what to think about it. So now their natural tendency to help out will cause it. Or also say, you know, you want to watch this one together with me? Somebody said I had to watch it, or, you know, whatever. So there's two ways. You know, there's many ways to do it, but it's usually the non-aggressive way is to say, you know, watch it for me and tell me what you think, or can you watch it with me, or something to that effect. So those right now are the ones I'm looking at. I try to pick and choose, but he has some really good stuff on there. And then, like I say, the one that I did, which is Cracking the Eggshell of Reality, was back in, what was that? Let me see when that was. That was on November 13th. Now, God showed me is rather interesting, the numbers on that one. November 13th, 2020. And that was within the time period. I also revealed continued competency training at the end of the video as a solution. So people had time to institute in the legislation before, long before January 6th. So people are missing the boat, and God is letting me know the time is short. You know, he's given the solution. I'm just the messenger, and I'm working on being a better messenger. But the people have the authority. They have the power. Virginia instituted legislation within days when the governor was trying to take their guns away. And I was so surprised because I was mostly focused on the states like California, where you get enough signatures together and it goes directly on the ballot. So about 50% of the states have that type of regime, which is all you need to do is go get it, go find out how many, you know, look in your area, your state. You know, it's like apparently to remove somebody from office is what, 1.5 million votes? I think they long since have that on
yeah.
Removal. But I remember when they were, I was testing it out and I said, well, California's the place, so let's test it out. I said, you can stand upon, and this is going to blow your mind, in order to get marijuana legalized, quote unquote, it never was unlawful. People just don't even know. It was a stamp act, and then they never gave out any stamps. That's a whole other story. And again, it only has to do with business. That's why you need to listen to these videos where I teach you stuff. But so what I did is I said, well, you know, you could stand on the case of Roe versus Wade. And everyone's like, what? Because everyone knows Roe versus Wade is the abortion case. Well, it wasn't. The principle that was being tested was, can the government tell you what you can and can't do with your body? That was the principle that was being put forth. And the answer was no. Now, the court overstepped its bounds by stating that life does not become viable until the second or third trimester. And how do we know that that's impossible is because we are without that power. And if you go to the unanimous declaration, you will see that it says nature and nature's God. Well, if you go to nature and say, well, when did nature and nature's God determine that life becomes viable? And it is clearly upon conception. So I tell people that I am definitely free choice. I believe in free choice. And they go, oh, really? That's surprising. Yep, I believe that every time that anything is upon conception, that fetus now has rights. And that freedom of choice is now on them. So you have to allow them to be born, to grow until they're 18 years old, and then ask them if they want to be aborted or not. Anything else, and you're denying their freedom of choice. So that's why I say I'm freedom of choice. It is only their right to choose whether they want to be aborted or not. Nobody else's. Once that is created upon conception, anything else other than that, you're depriving them of their right. Now, in law, if you kill a woman who is pregnant and the baby dies with her, guess what? You can be charged with a double murder. So we already have it in law. So that proves what Dana's right. Anyway, moving on. So when it came to, quote unquote, legalizing marijuana, what it came down to, I said, well, just do petition. And I was testing it out. Well, the first time they went out and they said, well, we need, I don't know what it was, 500,000 or 1 million votes or whatever it was. Maybe it was 1.5 or 2 million. And they went out and they got 1.5 or 1.6, 1.7 million. And they forgot the rule, which is a 30% rule. You always get 30% more than you need to. So they missed a few 10,000 or something ridiculous, small amount, because they discounted and said, oh, this one doesn't count, this doesn't count. Well, make sure you do it properly. Make sure you have the witness. Make sure you do everything, double, triple, quadruple check to do everything right. Count them yourself. Get witnesses. Do your affidavits properly. And basically, they don't have, it goes directly onto the ballot. Well, they took them 2 years. They finally did it the right way. And guess what? You should have seen them. It was hilarious. It was done. It was a done deal. Went to the ballot. The people voted on it directly. And it was passed. And guess what? They're all sitting around going, that's it? That's all we had to do? There was no fight. No court case. No corrupted judge. No stress, no nothing. Just enough signature. It's now on the ballot. People voted on it. It's passed. So I was focusing on passing CCT, continued competency training, the same way. And 2 weeks later, God showed me, oh, no, you can go to legislation as well. And he showed me that because Virginia, 200, it was all but, it was like 200, all but, let me put it this, all but 8 counties in Virginia within days didn't have to get signatures on anything. Just a bunch of people went down, thousands of people went down to legislature, and they said, we're going to institute legislation. They called it the Second Amendment Sanctuary Counties. And the legislature, because there's so many people standing there going, you're going to pass this legislation, the legislature said, okay, that's the power that we have. Literally, I mean, can you imagine, you know, and this is what I'm saying. If you could get 30,000 people to come to a Trump rally within hours, anywhere in the country that Trump goes, there'll be 30,000 people that want to show up and will show up. That's 30,000 people can march down to their local legislature, surround the place and go, you're going to put in continued competency training legislation or you're not going home tonight or you're fired. We'll hold a common law court right here, right now, and we'll get each and every one of you removed out of office and we'll sentence you to death. How's that sound? What do you think the legislature is going to do? It's time to take the gloves off. Not, oh,
amen to that.
Oh, please, 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 won't you pass it? Oh, won't you listen to me for 3 minutes? Oh, and if I go over by 2 seconds, you're going to have me arrested? Oh, wait a minute. Oh, I kept my restaurant open because, oh, and you got me $40,000 and now I'm on Fox News and I get arrested because I told people to fight. Where is the 50,000 people surrounding that woman and her business? That's all it takes. All you need is probably 5 or 10,000 people to march down to arrest, march down and say, you're going to free her or we're going to arrest you for kidnapping. It's kidnapping. They didn't have a warrant for her. There's no such thing as debtor's prison. That's why she's in jail, is because she's refusing to pay these false fines that they've put on her. There's no, where's debtor jail come from? That's one of the reasons we threw off Britain in the first place, was because of debtor's prison. Yeah. You go down and you tell that sheriff, you work for us, first of all, sheriff. You work directly for us. That means every deputy as well. You don't work for the legislature. The legislature has no say-so over the sheriffs. How many people know that? Go down and you tell the sheriff, we're going to fire you right here, right now, and we'll take her out of jail. Or you set her free because she's there unlawfully. You are holding her as a prisoner of war. And you're acting unlawfully. You have kidnapped her. 18 U.S.C., let me give it to you real fast. If two or more persons conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any inhabitant in any state, territory, commonwealth, or district in the free exercise or the enjoyment of any right or privilege secured by the Constitution and laws of the United States shall be fined or imprisoned up to 10 years or both. And if two or more go on the highway or on private property with the intent to do the same, to diminish anyone exercising their free right and the enjoyment, not only do you have the right to exercise it freely, but you have the right to enjoy it. When they take away your enjoyment, and if kidnapping or if sexual assault, I don't have the whole thing in front of me, I'm doing this from memory, or death occurs, they may be put in jail for any amount of time, fined any amount, or may be put to death. How many people know that law is on the books? See, people don't know this because they don't know the laws that they created. These are our laws. We let them hijack the laws. Yeah, I'm going to pull it up right now. Hold on a second. I want to read it to you precisely. I don't want to make it incorrect. And I'm sorry we're getting off. I know this is a prayer call, but I think we've done a heck of a good prayer call here. But this is important stuff. First of all, let's address the color of law stuff, which is 18 U.S.C. 242, deprivation of rights under color of law. Whoever, under color of any law, statute, ordinance, regulation, or custom, willfully subjects any person in any state, territory, commonwealth, possession, or district to the deprivation of any rights, privileges, or immunities secured or protected by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or to different punishment, pains, or penalties on account of such person being an alien or by reason of his color or race, than are prescribed for the punishment of citizens, shall be fined under this title or imprisoned not more than 1 year or both. Now, that's not much, but if you have a sheriff that goes to jail for 1 year, that kind of messes up his whole flow, doesn't it? All right, now let's go to 18 U.S.C. 241. I'll read the whole thing to you. The first part I know I got right. If two or more persons conspire, do you realize that they don't even have to take the act? All they have to do is conspire. Is that not what they're doing? Is that not what the one with the fake voting where they put in the law that they didn't have any? It was what the governor, who was it in that state? What was it, Georgia, that they did that? They created law that they had no authority. They just won that case in the court? Where
Pennsylvania.
It was Pennsylvania, okay. And who were the two people? One was, does anyone remember? That they changed the rules and said, oh, they could do it without the signatures, then they didn't have the authority to do it. Only the legislature makes the laws. So here you have two people, excuse me, wrong word, persons, because they're acting in the persona of the office. They're not people. We are people. They are persons. If two or more persons conspire, all they have to do is conspire to injure, oppress, threaten, or intimidate any inhabitant in any state, territory, commonwealth, or district in the free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege secured to him by the Constitution or laws of the United States, or because of his having so exercised the same, or if two or more persons go in disguise on the highway or on the premises of another with intent to prevent or hinder his free exercise or enjoyment of any right or privilege so secured, they shall be fined under this title or imposed imprisoned not more than 10 years or both. And if death results from the acts committed in violation of this section, or if such acts include kidnapping or an attempt to kidnap, aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to commit aggravated sexual abuse, or an attempt to kill, they shall be fined under this title or imprisoned for any term of years or for life or both, or may be sentenced to death. Now, don't you think this applies to Cuomo? Don't you think this applies to governors and all the other ones that are making these? They don't make the laws. The legislature makes the laws.
Can I interject there a minute?
By all means.
So do you guys understand why this law carries a death penalty?
I do. Anybody want to give a shot at it?
I don't. I just explain.
The reason it carries the death penalty is because each of those acts are treason, direct act of treason. That's
okay.
Why it carries the death penalty.
Okay. I know treason is the death penalty, but I don't know all that constitutes treason.
Well, think about it. Think about it. Do you have sacred rights? And you are endowed by the Creator with certain unalienable rights, right?
No.
But when someone who's under oath to protect those rights violates them, right? They just committed treason against their oath of office, right?
That's right.
That's why that law carries the death penalty.
Okay. Is that why Newsom is fighting so much? You know, like you said, it's 1.5 million legal votes, and we got almost 2 million because they were aiming, as you said, for 30% over. And so they have almost 2 million legal recall signatures.
Perfect. Perfect. And the reason why they're doing that is because the courts are corrupted. And by the way, there's no reason they can't recall those judges and get honorable judges in place. The problem is that people keep hiring people that were educated by the BAR Association, which Congress has determined no less than 2 times to be a socialist organization. And the BAR Association, a private organization with no government oversight whatsoever, and it has a monopoly on our courts and our judicial system. How many times have you heard, oh, you need to talk to an attorney? Yeah, you got to talk to an attorney. You better consult an attorey. Nowhere in the Constitution or anywhere else does it say that you have the right to an attorney, that you should consult with an attorney, or that an attorney represents you. It's a complete lie. Attorneys do not represent you. Attorneys represent persons or legal entities. You're a man or woman. It says that you have the right to the assistance of counsel. See, but the Bar Association says, I've done it many times. They won't allow me to sit down next to the person. They won't allow them to have assistance of counsel. That's how corrupted it is. But again, you can get signatures because the judges are voted in. And quite frankly, anybody in any position of public trust can be removed by petition. And once you get judges in there, people who, all you need to do to be a judge, people vote them in. You don't need to go to bar programming, BAR Association programming. Somebody who knows the unanimous declaration, right? The founding document is a trust document. It's not just a founding, it is a trust document. Think about a will. And every form of government that is created ever since 1776, the creation of that document, which I believe is God's word, every form of government is subject to the principles that trust states in it. Let me quote it to you out of my head, which you should memorize yourself. We hold these truths to be self-evident that all men, by the way, let's be clear, you're a man either with a womb or you're a man without a womb. If you're a man without a womb, you're called a man. If you're a man with a womb, you're called woman. Okay? So either you're woman, which is man with womb, or you're a man without a womb, which is just man. So when it says all men are created equal, it means everybody, womb or no womb. All men are created equal and endowed, part and parcel to you, just like every limb is part and parcel to you. Cannot be removed, cannot be diminished, can't be cut off, okay? Cannot be altered, cannot be traded, cannot be sold. And endowed by their creator with certain unalienable, which means it cannot be aligned, altered, changed, diminished, unalienable rights, which is different from unalienable. Unalienable simply means you can't be alienated from it. And that's how, again, the BAR Association has changed everything around. Well, you can't be alienated with it, but you can negotiate it. No, you can't. Well, it can be a lien. No, it can't. It's unalienable rights. That among these rights, among all these rights, you have many, but among these, there's certain ones that we can, that everyone is agree. That's why it's called unanimous. Everyone is a unanimous in this. That among these are life, liberty. Look that word up. It's an amazing term. Liberty and the pursuit of happiness. So those are endowed rights. Among all these rights is life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Now here comes the mission statement. The mission statement is clear that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. So you got two things going on there. The whole purpose of government being created is to secure these rights. That's it. Doesn't say to secure these rights, beat the hell out of the people, tax them, steal the property, abuse. No, that's not in there. They could have put it in there. Remember, that which is not expressly included is excluded. That to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men. Again, that last part, clearly telling you that it is not over men. Among men. Now, the last part is where everyone gets screwed up. Deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. Who's the governed? They will tell you it's the people. No, that's wrong. those that consent to being governed are granted certain limited powers in order to protect and secure the rights of the people. Only, look, it's like this. Would you consent, would you give me the keys to your house if I did not consent to abide by your laws, your rules, your regulations? No. So now you understand what it really means, deriving their just powers by the consent of the governed, which means those that consent to being governed by the parameters of the position that they hold, they give up a lot of rights. When you hold a position, a public trust, you are not allowed to have an opinion. Anyone calls himself a Democrat or Republican when they're in office has already corrupted the office. They are not allowed to have any other opinion than the office itself. Democrat and Republican Party is like a taxi cab. Either you took the checkered cab or you took the yellow cab to take you to the office. And then you leave that taxi cab at the street and you go into the office and you do your job. So anyone calling this whole business in Congress right now, where you got Democrats on one side, they're all committing treason. All of them. Because they call themselves a Republican. They call themselves a Democrat. That's treason because they're acting on behalf of a party instead of on behalf of the office. And the office was created to secure these rights. Now let's continue. If you don't believe what I just said, watch the next paragraph. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, destructive what ends? That to secure these rights, government instituted among men. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it's the right of the people to alter or abolish it. Clearly telling you that the people have the power to abolish that which they created. So who are the masters here? God created us. We created government for a very specific purpose, to secure these rights. And we have the power to abolish it entirely. Well, what do we know? We had the Articles of Confederation for several years. And then they came to a constitutional form of government in order to create a corporate entity, in order to take on the debt so that the people would not be liable to the debt that was created due to the war. That's why it's called the United States Corporation. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, it's right of people to alter or abolish it and institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles. That's the whole point. None of these people in office even understand the principles upon which the government is founded. Principles and organizing their powers, this is the new government, and organizing its powers in such form as to them, the people, shall seem most likely to effect, cause, bring about their safety and happiness. I actually had a lady go into court one time. And I told her, I said, get the judge, look him dead in the eye and tell him I'm not happy. And then when he goes, what? You sit there and tell him, we did not create the government to make us miserable. We created the government to make us safe and secure and happy. I'm neither secure and I'm certainly not happy. Unfortunately, the judge was a knowledgeable judge and he dismissed the case on that alone. So it's right there, organizing its powers. In other words, the powers that they have are granted to them by the people for a specific purpose to secure their rights and to effect, cause, bring about their safety and happiness. What do we see in 18 U.S.C. 241? Because of his having so exercised the same or prevented him from of his what? Free exercise and the enjoyment of. There's your happiness again. So God endowed us with certain unalienable rights. Among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. We created government to secure these rights and to effect our safety and happiness. And we have in the Constitution, under United States Code, where it clearly says that anybody who conspires to deprive you of your right to not only the right and the free exercise of that right, but your enjoyment of that right, there's your happiness again. Now, how many people know that the government's supposed to make us happy? And certainly, they can go to jail if they prevent us from being happy. See, people don't even know these laws exist. They know the words to 50 songs, but they don't know the words to these documents. They don't know that they have the power to alter or abolish, as I've said before. Look, people, if we can't find anyone honorable to put into office, let's just abolish the office itself. Better to have no office than have an office that's corrupted. That's why that's where continued competency training came from. Article 6 of the Constitution is clear. It says that the senators and representatives before mentioned, as well as the members of the several state legislatures and all executive and judicial officers, both of the United States and of the several states, so there it is for every state, shall be bound by oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. The word support is very, very powerful. By the way, if you don't know, none of the judges, the federal judges, not Kavanaugh and not Amy Coney Barrett, have a proper oath of office, and neither does Biden or Harris, and I don't even think Trump had the proper oath of office. They switched it to protect and defend. They even have one of them, which is protect, defend, or uphold, or defend and uphold. No, that is not what it says in the Constitution. It says shall, which means must, swear an oath or affirmation to support this Constitution. Why is that important? I can protect you. I can protect your right to freedom of speech, even though I don't believe in what you're saying. I can defend your freedom of speech, even though I don't believe in what you're saying. I can uphold your right to freedom of speech, freedom of march, whatever it is, even though I don't believe in it. But I cannot support something if I do not believe in it. That's why it's important. Now, how many people in office right now do not believe in the principles upon which the Constitution is founded? You look at Ilhan Omar, for instance, just as one example. Most of them, they don't believe. They hate this country. And the kids that are growing up and come out of college, they're being trained to hate this country. Well, I'm sorry, but that disqualifies them. Go ahead.
I mean, these people, the ones, the four, they call the squad.
Right.
I mean, are they educated in this anyways? It seems as though the people who are enforcing what they say is law on us don't really know the law.
No, they don't know the law. That's and what's more important than the law itself is the principles upon which it's founded. And that's why when God gave it to me, it's part of it, but the first part is, and it gave it to me very specifically, knowledge, understanding, and accurate use. And this came about, I was having a thing, I was doing my 10 questions or something to a DC officer, and I said, and I was trying to, scrambling around to try and get it across to him, and I said, well, look at that gun, that sidearm you have. He goes, yeah. I said, how often have you ever used it? He goes, never. And I said, you carry it on you everywhere? He goes, yes. And I said, and every 6 months you're required to be trained on that, aren't you? He goes, well, yeah. And I said, you have to understand how it works. You have to be able to take it apart, put it together. You have to have knowledge of it. You have to understand it. And you have to know how to accurately use it. You have to go to a target range and pass that test, don't you? He goes, well, yeah. I said, and yet every day you put that uniform on, you represent the law itself, and yet you don't know one word of it. Because in my 10 questions, it's called 10 questions of oath verification or indictment. And after I ask the 10 questions, if I get two people to be witness, I can literally arrest them for impersonating an officer. Because I ask them 10 questions, and then I get them to admit. I get them to admit. I did it nationwide on it. It was like 2 million listeners years ago on a sheriff. It's powerful stuff. They don't know the law. They don't know the principles. The first thing is to understand the principles upon which the law is founded on. And that principle is what? That to secure these rights, governments institute. What is the number one reason that the government exists? Every form of government. Because what does it say? That whenever any form of government, I don't care what you want to call it, any form, do you know that also means corporations? Corporations are a form of government. They're derived from a government. That's why they're called corporations, limited liability. All of those are legal entities that are created by and through the state, which is a form of government. So all legal entities are subject to this. All legal, Hale versus Hinkle, page 74. All corporations are creatures of the state and presumed to be for the benefit of the public. Well, it only makes sense. You build a bicycle to ride it, not for it to ride you. But how many people believe, oh, well, it's a bank, it can do what it wants. Oh, it's a corporation, it can do what it wants. Oh, it's a private organ. Oh, no. Anything that is incorporated through the state, any legal entity, is subject to man and can only benefit man. Because there's no authority there without authority to create something that is harmful to anyone else. Why? Because I can't harm you. I can't take your rights away from you. I am without authority to rape you. And if you had 30 people in a room and just you, and those 30 people agreed to rape you, would it be okay to rape you? No. What if it was a million people? No. God never granted us that power. So we are without that power. It is impossible for us to grant power and authority that we are without. And that's why you've got to understand that they are the agents. They are the agents of the law. And what is the purpose of government? Is to secure these rights and provide the people with safety and happiness. So you can't create some kind of business entity such as medical garbage out there that harms people. It could only be for their benefit. It could only be for their goodness, for their safety and happiness. And you sure as heck cannot impose something upon them. You see what I'm saying? It's so simple when you get the foundational principles. You know, you understand every law. People say, well, how can you know so much about the law before I even read the law? And I said, because I know the principles upon which it's founded. And then you go find the law, 18 U.S.C. 241, 18 U.S.C. 242. But people don't know the law, and they don't even know the principles upon which it's founded. Once you get that in your head and you understand that we were created by a creator, and we're subject only to our creator, therefore everything that we create is subject to us. I cannot harm you, you cannot harm me. And you and I cannot get together and contract to harm somebody else. So how is it possible that we can create any kind of legal entity or anything that harms anyone else? Now, I can create something like a gun. I can create a car. It's an inanimate object. It's not a legal entity. It's an inanimate object. It's a physical object. But if somebody picks it up and points the gun and pulls the trigger, they're liable for what that bullet does. The gun didn't pick itself up. It didn't point itself, and it didn't pull its trigger. The car did not point itself down the roadway and run somebody over. That's a different thing. A legal entity has employees. And that's why I say that the employees or the agents or the legal the people that hold a persona, that's why they're called persons. They hold the persona. If you work for Home Depot, for instance, you hold the persona of Home Depot. If you violate Home Depot's rules and regulations, they can take you to Home Depot court. But if you work for Wendy's, Home Depot has no say-so over you. It's the same thing with the counties and states. They are legal entities. Here's a quick question. Can you sue the state? Absolutely. So therefore, at the very least, you can understand that you're equal to the state. If you can sue the state, if you can sue the county, then that clearly means that you're equal to the county at the very least. So the county has no authority over you. But people don't know this. They think, oh, the county is my ruler. The county is my king. The governor can tell me what to do. The governor is supposed to govern the legal entity of the state, which means to make sure that the roads are proper, that the side of the roads are mowed, that that tall grass is nowhere on any of its property. It has nothing to do with your property. That's the part about the second half. That if two or more go in disguise or on the highway or on the premises of another with intent to prevent or hinder his free exercise. People don't know this exists. There it is in law. So when these county people come on your property, or they even take pictures of it, they even look through binoculars and go, oh, we're going to have to fine you for this. We're going to have to fine you for that. You can't do that without this. What is that telling you right there? It's a crime. 10 years of jail. And there's actually a Supreme Court case, which was in Florida, that the mere looking at a piece of property to try and find fault. That's why I don't know if anyone watched that video of the black woman that got shot recently in that car with that police officer. There's a big, huge to-do about it. Once that cop found out that the man he had warrants for was not in that car, that was it. He's done. He has no authority to go any further. He escalated it. I don't care if she had cocaine in her. I don't care. Those are her effects. Go to Article 4, the right of the people to be secure in their person, houses, papers, and effects. Those are her effects. It's none of his business what she has. Let's go to Hale versus Hinkle, page 74. Hold on 1 second. Let me pull it up, please. I mean, I'm not